So one begins by arousing bodhicitta, the wish and effort made in order to accomplish complete Buddhahood, so that one will be able to benefit beings in number vast as space. Towards that end, one decides to strive in listening to teachings, reflect and meditate upon them. So the part of the text is then concerned with cutting through doubts or eliminating doubts by means of reasons or reasoning. It is divided into two parts. First, the assertions or assertion of external existence is refuted, or the assertion of true existence is refuted, and thereafter comes then a presentation of the reasons by means of which emptiness is established. So today's teaching is concerned with the latter.
So there
are three main reasons. Analysis of the cause, which is called the diamond slivers. Then we have analysis of the essential nature or essence, which is related to interdependence. Then there is analysis of both. Analysis of the effect as to whether it has arisen from an already existent cause or from the absence of such a cause. It is a refutation of these two possibilities. In that context, then one analyzes an effect or a result. So then we have the reason, which is related to interdependence. In the treasury of knowledge, it is called analysis of mere appearance. Here is then analysis of essential nature.
This reason
related to interdependence is called the king of reasons.
So
by means of the first reason, called the diamond slivers, where one analyzes the cause, by means of that reason, one then refutes truly existent production or arises of phenomena, inherently existent production.
Teya jumele jevan doipa gopa, yinle jevan doipa gopa, gopa dale jevan doipa, gopa tense ke ton doipa tang sabjian dhava jire.
So, the explanation of this reason then has four parts. First, there is a refutation of production from no cause, then a refutation of production from other, from self, and finally a summary of the meaning of reasons.
Tela tambo tanda jumile cheva te mete jampi banan je jumile cheva de.
So there is a non-Buddhist tradition called the Charvakas, which then, or in which it is asserted that phenomena arise from no cause at all.
Karasana nuju de lel Nambatardo lele soya mare, one so patardo, atenehola, one so kimbuzuva yamare, Karasana, Koran jumi, jume parangin sore.
So, according to them, things just arise by themselves without no specific cause, whereas in the Buddhist tradition, one, or it is taught or said that phenomena arise due to the power of karma. Then we have another non-Buddhist school, those that worship the god Ishvara. According to them, phenomena have been created by this god, Ishvara.
Then, tanda jampi pe lo la jo me pe pe tan, devo me pe pe tan. Then, ngo ni ji so me pe, ma da ma bu ye se.
Jo me pe pe, devo me pe pe.
Jo me pe pe. Deva me pepe. Deva jeva sema me pepe.
Lala.
Jo ngamata. Jo jeva ngamata. Deva te me pepe jeva jeva sema me pepe.
Jeva sema?
Jeva sema ha koso.
No. Tini deva me pepe jeva sema la koso.
Me tindu mambu yore deva. Jo me pepe. Deva me pepe. Ngo nyi ji somu pe. Tindu mambu yore.
So, this tradition then has examples by means of which they illustrate that there, in fact, there is no cause nor a consequent result or effect, and they have then examples by means of which they then in the first place there is no cause, there won't be a subsequent effect
either.
And all phenomena arise naturally by themselves. This is then illustrated by a rainbow manifesting in the sky.
Then it's him and I did the solid jumping petty from that thing goes easier equipment manguire.
So there is then a commentary on the teachings on valid cognition in which these standpoints or this standpoint is then refuted.
Then in the Chunjuka Kapsa Dudujimadam.
Here in this text, the Bodhicharyavatara, this school is refuted in brief, so to speak.
Moreshin jikti ngosom je jonam tamche ntongwani. Pema dongo so ye ne jo yewe chepa yin shi sasong.
So, sometimes it is directly perceived even by worldly people that all phenomena have a variety of causes. The various effects, such as lotus stems, are produced by a variety of causes.
Tene jampin bachirandi rekhik sikite tangbo chiran.
So here the Madhyamika says, well, in the first place, you, charvakas or followers of this tradition even contradict the view of the world or the way of the world. So not only is what you say contradictory in terms of logic, also in terms of the world. So, in terms of the world, then, worldly people see phenomena in the following way, namely that in dependence upon a cause, an effect will manifest or arise. This is then directly perceived by the world, so your standpoint is then contradictory to the perception of the world or the way in which worldly people see things. Given your tradition, the Charvaka tradition, its standpoint contradicts even the view of worldly people, since even worldly people then see that a variety of effects is related to a variety of causes, or manifest or arise due to a variety of causes. This is then directly seen by worldly people. So here again it is said then that the standpoint contradicts the way of the world. So that is in terms of direct perception of worldly people, jipa.
Jipa tanyangare.
This standpoint is also contradictory, or does also contradict inference or inferential cognition. The various effects, such as lotus stems, are produced by a variety of causes. So according to the Charvakas, the fact that there, for example, are different flowers of different size and color and so forth indicates that they have arisen out of nothing. They have arisen without any cause. So what was read up, the root text, is then an answer to that. So given lotus stems and so forth, a variety effects, they have arisen due to a variety of causes or out of various causes. Since a variety of causes produce a variety of effects.
Tene meto dawa yena meto gjo mandawa la ten ten deva mandawa na to chevate te to le ro ndwa
meto gjo minda asave minda
ne de de gjo gjo sa mandawa la ten ne meto mandawa nyu gjo.
So in terms of flowers then, from various seeds various flowers grow.
Jo ye kaan ke se chana sa jo ye kaan ke se chana se jete aur etwa dwa se pa.
So then the Sharvakas asked, but by what has this variety
jo ye kaan ke se chana se the Quran ke tola pa,
but by what has this variety of causes been created?
Jo saun tavalan dev ye va mandav na so pa jo te kaan ke se pare
gyu
yeva jo saum mada wale devi yeva na so pate jyoma te kang se pare.
So then here they ask then by what has these various causes been created? For example various flower seeds that give rise to various flowers, various effects. Then these seeds, so these causes, by what have they been created?
Tandela, ju yeva mandava la ten de devi yeva na soba de soma mdeba ta. Tambo jotela sepa puyin, sepa pu mebe se, ta jun da wopo.
So here they then say that it follows that a variety of causes have not arisen from, that a variety of effects have not arisen from a variety of causes, since there is no creator of these causes. So for them then, it's not valid that phenomena arise out of causes, various causes, since there is no creator of these causes.
So
the Madhyamikas answer by a variety of previous causes.
Jyu yeva mandava la, devu yeva mandava chi, chi yaga neba yeba te, tene, ngarchi jyu ngasong te la neba yeva,
So then, these various effects arising from various causes, then if one considers this variety of causes, they then have arisen out of a variety of previous causes. These previous causes have then given rise to these present causes. So the power of these causes, the ability of these causes, is then similar to the one of the previous causes.
Tata jui yeva mandava nam chuchin, yomba jumsin yode, nama jui yeva latin de sumuse. Tata jui yeva la neva mandava yerva, tata jui yeva mandava nam chuchin, yomba jumsin yode, nama jui yeva. Ah, tata jui yeva.
Ah,
tene? Tatar je ju yeva mada panam chuchin jomwe jumsen yote
jomwe jumsen So given the present variety of causes, there is then a reason for their arising. But the reason for their arising is that there are previous causes by the power of which they are produced or arise. So the power of the previous causes then give rise to the latter causes and so forth.
Penna tatar metok karpo chesi ji saun ji nebate yang jo mama mama nebala ra le baro.
So if one considers a flower seed that will grow into a white flower, it then has this power, so to speak, to produce this white flower. That then depends upon the previous causes, or depends upon its previous causes.
Yang jampe peneba. Kese jyen dejin seba.
But for what reason? Since there is no creator, is a cause able to produce an effect? Asks the Sharvakas.
Jinsin ki yisena sepa pa soya me pa jundiye se tan tsenye yonzu zo bendeva tendra jeva neba yinkena.
So how can then a specific cause, since there is no creator, produce a specific effect with specific characteristics and so forth? So according to them, it follows that a cause can't produce an effect in this way.
Since
there is no reason for it. So according to them, there is no reason for the assertion of the Madhyamikas.
Madhyamikas
then answer, this comes from the force of its previous causes.
So
then, according to the Madhyamikas, causes can produce effects. This then comes from the force of its previous causes.
That Jepa de jumping below la Jumil Soma in a tenetela, and the same at the Sukabs in a tenetic Penezi Mamboy.
In terms of the teachings on valid cognition, then there are or exist extensive explanations in which then this tradition is refuted by means of various reasons. Here is just a
summary or
a brief presentation.
So,
in the Madhyamaka Avatara, it is then stated that if the case is that things arise out of nothing, from no cause at all, then all the effort worldly people do with, for example, with respect, for example, planting seeds in order to harvest a crop, all these efforts are then meaningless.
Resin. Then comes reputation or
production from other. Here then the tradition of Ishvara is refuted.
Chetan yin le chevan dhapa tele yin matapa le chevan dhapa gapa tan yin takpa le chevan dhapa gapa nyevara.
So with respect to refuting production from other, there are two parts. One part then where this is refuted, production from other, in relation to something impermanent, and then it is refuted in relation to something that is impermanent. Well, the second should obviously be permanent.
Yin mata pala chevan dhapa gagpa tan yin takpa la chevan dhapa gagpa nye res. Yin mata pala chevan dhapa te cheva te kondaka tsavarva.
Yeah, so then production from other in relation to something impermanent has already been refuted above.
Tanda de kazu ta yin takpa la chevan dhapa gagpa.
So here then it is refuted in relation to something that it is, that is permanent. So the followers of this tradition of Ishvara believe this God to be the creator of the universe and beings. So they assert this God to be permanent and self-arisen. And he is said to have five qualities.
Namba tade me be chikpa yinpa de ye. Lui yuwa dan denpe kwenji se papo yinpa de ngadere. Wang soke cheju ngadene.
Lui
yuwa dan denpe kwenji se papo yinpa.
So, as was said, Ishvara has these following five qualities. Divinity, purity, being worthy of veneration, being permanent, his essential nature is unchanging, oneness and being the creator of everything, being endowed with movement of mind. So, Ishvara, endowed with these five qualities, is then the creator of the world and beings therein. So, if Ishvara is the cause of beings, then please tell us who Ishvara is, the Madhyamika say. So then the Madhyamika say, if he is the cause of all beings, tell us who is he in fact? How is he? Who is he?
Jonam kena tetamu.
So they say.
So they then answer,
he is then the elements.
Tene kare.
Da konsu de brava yende
mire.
Jongnam.
Jena. Jongnam. Ta korang ke wan sokpa nam je sa cho me long te jongwa yipo na wan sok yin hena tende se na.
So they then claim he is the great elements of earth, water, fire, and wind.
Tetar dhepa yina mingzang laya chekhe ngara se tirang ke wamso wamso se ya ten yunga yela ming takpa yina teni yunga yela wamso ko ming takpa yina mingi chepa rindo se nga tsu ya Jonjor nam, Jonga Latin is one the girl, Cheranke, one so say at the Jonga Yellow Segre, second or tea, you know, then the main Sanji Chepa Remato, Tendale Chepa Mado, Chepa Major Nandesandos. Main Sala and Chicken, Nara say, Tenda, then Tondo, Jonga Yellow second or one so say, Mambo drum, then Nava Mambo say, and Calicaro.
So then. Indeed, we also accept this, namely that the elements are a cause of whatever they form. So, in fact, the difference between us is not a great difference or a real difference. You have given the elements this name, Ishvara. So it's only a difference as to what they are called. So why should we tire ourselves out over then this debate, since in fact there is no real difference except with respect to what the elements are called, whether they are called the four great elements or Ishvara. So isn't this debate pointless?
Tenda ko devo se na chiran ke tetar ye na chiran ke wamso se na duze mambo go na kale japa la gupa kaya yo mare kale karo re se karo re se na tenda jumwa le se kyo na tenda chikwa re do.
So then in fact, you don't have to tire yourself out by trying to establish this god Ishvara, since in fact we differ only with respect to what these elements are called, since there is only a difference as to a name. So what the Madhyamikas said was, indeed we also accept this, that is that they are a cause of whatever is formed from them, but why tire yourselves out over the mere name Ishvara that you've given to them? Then they continue as follows, however they cannot be Ishvara, since earth and the other elements are multiple, impermanent, without conscious movement, not divine, something trodden upon and unclean. So if you say that Ishvara is a god endowed with the qualities you mentioned, he couldn't possibly be the elements then, since they are multiple and so forth, as was mentioned.
Saso jungwa chenpo nam chechu ngaden je wansok chenpo de mayin pe junsen kararasana saso nam toma yinpa kanye Matapa yinbe setan, lo yuwa mebe setan, chupar yu upe, la ma yinbe setan. Koyunji gamyuk sene zekhen, gamyuk sabe
So then, Ishvara couldn't be the elements, the Ishvara which you say are endowed with these five qualities, divinity and so forth. He could not possibly be the elements, since the elements are multiple, impermanent, without conscious movement. They are not divine, that is, they are not worthy of respect. They are something trodden upon and unclean. So given the four elements, they are not Ishvara, since they are multiple. This follows since one of his qualities is that he is one single unity. He has the quality of oneness. The four elements, or the elements, are not Ishvara, since they are impermanent. This follows since you assert Ishvara to be permanent. The elements are not Ishvara, since they have no conscious movement. This follows since you assert Ishvara to have conscious movement, being the creator of everything. Given the elements, they are not Ishvara, since they are not divine, not worthy of respect. The elements are not Ishvara, since they are something trodden upon and unclean.
Gomza is the Ganga Gangamyo says Zenadore. This and a Tajir and Joanna once on his son, they want to.
So here they, the Madhyamikas then say, well, if you think that Ishvara is the elements, this is not so, you're wrong. Space too is not Ishvara because it has no conscious movement, and the self is not him either because it has already been reflected above. Given space, it is not Ishvara, since it has no conscious movement. This is so because, or since you say that Ishvara is endowed with conscious movement.
Da means the da chichi wang so ma yin te da ngani ka simba se. Sin chichi da dan kun ta ka da ma dropa ka simba se.
So, given the self, it is not Ishvara, since that has already been refuted with respect to the explanation on selflessness, where one refuted a co-emergent self and an imputedly existent
one.
Furthermore, if we cannot conceive of this creator, what is the point of trying to describe this inconceivable thing or entity? Yes, so the followers of the Ishvara tradition then assert him to be something inconceivable. So in this verse, this inconceivable creator is refuted.
Mansuk Chuchin. Sambar Sava, my impay is a papo, my inte. Lusam to your papa, my impa. Lusam to your papa, my impa. Ah. Some impay is a boy and some injury be kicking at his own. Wansuk Chuchin. Le sambal sawa main be sepo main te le sam de me pa la jepe gwa me be se sin to.
So given Ishvara, he is not the samimpa mares. He is not an inconceivable creator, since what is the point of trying to talk about an
inconceivable entity.
So given Ishvara, he is not an inconceivable creator, since there would be no purpose of talking of such an inconceivable entity.
Dorna wansok de saminji sepo saminji sepo mainde saminji sepo yina sandu meba yingu sandu meba yina jeba lakuba meba sese.
So in the case of an inconceivable creator, then that creator is inconceivable. If he is inconceivable, there is no point in trying to describe this entity or this God. There is no purpose of such description.
Tichin dhoba kanji yin. Sitte pa treva separe. Tichin dhoba kanji yin.
Uma pedava. Moreover, exactly what effects is Ishvara asserted to produce.
Wamsuk neji tamte chibai. Wamsuk juyina. Ti chibai ndepen reba te karreasata.
So if Ishvara is the cause, what effects does he produce or have he produced?
Dana se. Wamsuk chibai ndepa te dana se. Da chibai ndepa yinse nas.
So if the opponents say he has created the self, then
dande tsikie de nyamba da da na te dan sa so da wan so ngo wo ta me nam de
so he cannot have created the self, since you assert the essence of Ishvara the self and the elements to be permanent.
One so keta chigre chia chindaya te da chipandaba yina da te dan sason jungwan nam dan tene so dan te da wang so dan te da wang so rang ngo wang choje takparandaba mayinam choje takparandaba mayinam choje takparandaba desa.
So, here then, it is refuted that Ishvara has created the self for the reason that the opponents assert him to be permanent, so he couldn't possibly have created the self, since his essence or essential nature is permanence, limbushi de dada de la sopalaya, mo tapa de Gyorabaya.
Ah, so good. Tapa de Varidova.
Not only is Ishvara himself asserted to be permanent, the self, the elements, directions, time, and so forth, you assert to be permanent. Therefore, Ishvara couldn't possibly have created those, him being permanent and the products being permanent. So given the self, it has not been produced by or created by Ishvara, since it is permanent. So here then, obviously, the assertion of the opponent is taken and used as a reason. It's not an assertion. This reason is not an assertion of the Madhyamikas, meaning that the self is permanent. If something is permanent, well, this reason is valid, since if something is permanent, it follows that it's not something to be produced.
So
then, since you assert the elements, directions, time, Ishvara, and so forth to be permanent, they are not things to be produced. So there is in fact no producer and nothing to be produced if these are permanent. So, he cannot have created consciousness, since it arises from focusing upon an object. He has also not created feelings of pain and pleasure, since pain and pleasure arise from karmic actions, from wholesomeness, unwholesomeness and wholesomeness respectively. So they arise from karmic actions that have been accumulated since beginningless time. Therefore, please tell us what other effects are produced by Ishvara. Ishvara has not created the eye consciousness and so forth, the six consciousnesses, since these arise independent upon an object. Nor has he created feelings of pain and pleasure, since these arise from karma or karmic actions.
So therefore,
please tell us what in fact he has created or produced. So it has already been refuted that Ishvara has created the elements and so forth. So after all, or finally, what has he in actual fact created? If the cause, Ishvara, has no beginning, how can the effects have a beginning? So if the cause Ishvara has always existed, if he has no beginning and he has the power to produce effects, then how could possibly the effects have a beginning? So given the effects produced by Ishvara, they have no beginning, since Ishvara himself has no beginning.
So
here the cause is Ishvara. He is said to have no beginning, and he is endowed then with the power to produce effects. Then, since this power is there from the beginning, how could effects have a beginning? If the case is that Ishvara has no beginning and is endowed with the power to produce effects, then from the beginning these effects would already be there. How could they then have a beginning? So then, whereas if a cause is impermanent, if a cause is impermanent, such as a flower seed, then progressively this seed grows into a flower, the effect, then it withers, and well, before withering, it produces seeds. These seeds again grow into other flowers. So there is a progressive order, so to speak, in the case of an impermanent cause. Whereas if the cause, then a permanent creator such as Ishvara, if then the cause as this case is permanent, it follows that that all effects have already been produced from the very beginning, or they are already there. So in the case of such a permanent creator of the universe and the beings therein, it follows that all effects would be existent from the very beginning, since the cause is permanent. So why wouldn't he then always create something, since he is not, as you say, dependent upon other conditions? So then, since he's not, as you say, dependent upon anything other than himself, any other conditions.
This
is then an answer to that the opponents say that, well, in fact, Ishvara has things of the universe that exist within the universe, not all things, and he creates some things before other things and so forth. So what was just said is then an answer to that.
Yeah,
so if it was said that Ishvara creates everything simultaneously, then it would be very easy to criticize that standpoint, that assertion, logically. So therefore, they do not assert that he creates everything simultaneously. They assert him to create some things at one time and other things at another time, to have created certain things but not other things. According to the Madhyamikas, this is not valid. Namely, that this fault doesn't ensue because Ishvara at times creates some things and at other times other things, and he has created certain things but not others. So this is not a valid reason according to the Madhyamikas. It follows that he would always be creating something since he's not dependent upon anything different from him or any other conditions. So if he created certain things at a certain time, it would depend upon the causes and conditions present in that situation. He would then be able to create specific things according to the present causes and conditions, and when these causes and conditions are not present, he wouldn't be able to create whatever was to be created. That's an implication of the followers of this tradition, what they just asserted. According to the Madhyamikas, as we saw, it's not valid, since they have already asserted that he's permanent and do not depend upon other conditions.
Tise mingi yu me na tinde kanla tuparin jo.
Ishvara cannot depend upon anything else because there are no phenomena other than those that have been created by him.
Kase yenda chil tu gona yan tu sa yu marase. Karase na wam so ranga maze pichu kaya mebe se na sepe kazu yenda la ranga maze pichu yenda la tu sa tanya yu marase.
So even though Ishvara would, so to speak, like to depend upon something, he couldn't possibly depend upon anything else because he has created everything.
So even
Ishvara, when creating the world, even if he desired to depend upon something, he couldn't, since he is not dependent upon anything other than himself.
So
then Ishvara cannot depend upon anything else because there are no phenomena other than those that have been created by him. Therefore, upon what does his production of effects depend?
That you're going to decide.
Marie, then the text continues as follows. If he depended upon a group that is of other conditions, it follows that those conditions themselves would become the cause instead of Ishvara.
Karte tu na se tangwen na tu sa ye mare se so karte wan so ke ne chi se pa kap so ne chi se pa de yin da ji le tu de tu sa yo ne tu ba yin na tu na chok pa de ni ju yin ban jo che wan so ka la yin se ka se tu na chok pa de jo re ma to te ne wan so gyo ma.
So if Ishvara depended upon a group of other conditions, then it follows that he wouldn't be the creator. It follows that these conditions would be the cause instead of Ishvara.
Tubar kela na wansok chuchin nechi jyo mayin batar chokpa de jayin desa.
So given Ishvara, it follows, well, he is not the creator of the universe and the beings therein, since he is dependent upon a group of other conditions or upon other conditions.
So the Meji Wang Meijing, Timi Pan and Jiwang Mi. Oh, yeah. Second one.
Once the causes and conditions were assembled, Ishvara would have no power not to produce the effects.
So the Meji Wang Meijing.
And without these, he would have no power to produce effects.
Then, chokpa le ting gu na, then, chod, jujin chokpa kao so meji pa wang mi jen, jujin te ma chokpa kao so, te me pa ne, jujin je chokpa me pa ne,
So then, if Ishvara depended upon causes and conditions that were other than himself, then once these causes and conditions were assembled, he would have no power not to produce effects, if the case was that he at that point didn't want to produce anything. And without these other causes and conditions, he would have no power to produce effects, so it follows that he would be dependent.
Yes,
so if Ishvara had to depend upon causes and conditions when creating the universe and the beings therein, it follows that he's a dependent phenomenon. So given Ishvara, he is not self-sufficient or independent, since that is then in the case where he depends upon causes and conditions, as was said, then he is not self-sufficient or independent. Since once these causes and conditions were assembled, he would have no power not to produce effects, and without these, he would have no power to produce effects.
So now, karte wang so mdo yin sin yin je wang da tar, do nan do la ra len jor sin a wang so kalin.
If effects were produced without the desire of Ishvara, it would follow that they were under the power of something other than him. Even if effects were created according to his desires, their production would depend upon his desires. So what would become of your creator?
Karsi pena wamsoka nechi sepa kavso ne songa dovata same change it don't let the ones of the same do you married the Koram do you in the separation of the new ones of game on game the type of Taratamad.
So then, while Ishvara created the universe and the beings therein, then if the case is that he didn't decide to create the lower realms and suffering, it follows that he unwillingly created these, in which case he would be dependent.
Oh, no, he wouldn't anymore
kidding. Be self-sufficient.
Oh, I'm so kidding. Rāwāṁ mēpār yīmbātāl rōpa dungā tāngā yīsāṁka rōpa nā rāwāṁ mēpār sēpē sētā.
So given Ishvara, he's not self-sufficient since he has created the suffering of beings and the beings in the lower realms.
Tēnē dō yīndō ngā yīsāṁka rōpa nā dungā sēpā yīnā tēnē chēsā mā yīmbātā dungā ngā rōpa ngā yīmbātā dungā sēpā sētā.
So then, so then, if he willingly created suffering and these lower realms, it follows that he's not worthy of respect or veneration. It follows that he's not a god, he's not divine. Since he has created these inferior states and the suffering of beings. So, a god that creates suffering is not a very good god.
Do nan do la ra len jor. Yan koran ke pena thori je la da mei deva la so ba telan do te zuba yina do te zuba yin se na ene wan so kyo chin ra ra wan ke mai ban do pa la ra le de se de pe wan du chu se.
So then maybe he produced effects according to his desires, such as the upper realms, the higher realms of gods and men. Well, if this is the case, then given Ishvara, he's not self-sufficient or independent, since he is influenced by his desires, since he's under the power of his desires or desires.
Karde wanzo. Sina wanzo kalen. Sina wanzo kalen. Hote.
Te umafaki. So what finally would become of your creator?
Sepa potapa ramanchi do ke langan wanzo kalen. Ke langan yante.
So, even though you assert a permanent self-sufficient God, such as Ishvara, what would become of him? You have only given this name to a God, which in fact you cannot establish as valid.
Donna Chiranka one so Chechu Chechu Matan Damba Tapa Tendra Wachi Sepa for Kelan Yang, then he repeats Tana one so Teny Sepa for Kalinde, Sepa for him by the great Doctor Maris.
So then, Doctor Noisier. You speak of Ishvara endowed with these five qualities as an impermanent God, as an impermanent creator. This God of yours, Ishvara, cannot withstand logical analysis or reasoning, so therefore, in fact, he is not the creator of the universe and beings. He is no creator. What would finally become of him?
Then, kanda dutin ta mawa te ta jang na nga do sing se kamba nyi kanda dutin ta mawa si jete mete kyo papa se le jere te ke dutin ta pa tene jikten ji jor mawa re do pare.
So then there is another non-Buddhist school called the Vaisheshikas that believe that the world and beings arose from permanent atomic particles.
Ta chupa bata dase na jambi bata na jumil soa ya mare jumil soa ina ha chanta kare wanso bata do wanso zuba ya mare tela ya rikne ziyare sanje bata dase na lele soa ya mare ana karil soa dase na datin chami datin chami ta ta tambo ta na tanta ya ke da ngai serwa ngai sena
konzo
che papa
che papa
tanta ya ke da ngai da sena ji se pa se pe jo ya ke da ngai ke res kar sena jam phe pa ta da sena jume le so an do go do jume le so na te ne rekonezi mang bu yeres ta jo mang bu yere wang so ko nam je la wang so kem pe se pa do go do te le ya jubzi ya pa yo mare rekonezi yere Sanjay Patata said, Lele Songan Dogan Dog, they are required of the way you must. That Dutin Chami, Jure Tesakwares. Dutin Chami is one.
Then, according to this school, the Vaisheshikas, then they have the ultimate standpoint, so to speak, according to themselves. They say, well, we do not assert as the Sharvakas that the world arose from nothing at all, from no cause at all. Such a standpoint can then be criticized in many ways. Nor do we think that Ishvara, a god like Ishvara, is the creator of the world. As has been explained then, it's very difficult to establish such a creator as something valid. We do not also assert the universe and beings therein to have arisen from karma, as is done in the Buddhist tradition. This standpoint as well is difficult to prove. We then believe that the world and beings therein arose from permanent atomic particles. Then the Majjhimikas in the following sentence say that, well, this we have already refuted, so therefore we do not accept this standpoint.
Tanda jo papa ta dutin chami takpa te jikten ji jor de kare.
So according to the Vaisheshikas, then the world and the beings therein have arisen from a permanent indivisible atomic particle.
Dutin chami te so tak pare te nam ka le den de re chi chi ge so du yon de den ji tin so cha yon gre ya ka ta te ne ma chi ng re ten da wo so de
ken chi ki du du gin do re re so according to the Vaisheshikas, then these permanent indivisible atomic particles flow around in space, then due to a condition, they form they agglomerate, and which then results in that the world is created or arises, and beings therein. Then later on, this universe and the beings therein, when these atomic particles disintegrate, then vanishes. In this way, then things are created and vanish.
Dona duti chami tapa te chod de de rapa cha pa ke kande jese yana chine ya chami te lazani ching doya me varita.
So whatever happens to the earth, universe and phenomena, beings therein and so forth, They then, as was said, come into existence and then disintegrate, whereas these atomic particles do never disintegrate, they are permanent. Well, according to the Majjhimikas, then these atomic particles do not produce the world. They say we have already refuted this in the part where the closed placement of mindfulness was explained. So, in that part, then, it was explained that form has no true existence, and it was analyzed and broken into, separated mentally into the most subtle constituents, being atomic particles, which were found not to have any true existence. So, therefore, the Majjhimikas say we have already refuted this position, so we do not accept your assertion. So we will not again here refute your position since it has already been done.
So here the
Ishvara as a creator and the assertion of the Vaisheshikas have been refuted. Then, as we saw in the beginning, it is production from other that has been refuted. Then the other being something permanent.
Rose,